Hey everyone, I'm Hector Mirai, and this is Faith and Fandom 180 on LTN Radio. So how we respond when we're completely overwhelmed says a lot about who we are as a person. In the Watchmen world, Dr. Manhattan is a nearly omnipotent fictional hero, and there's this point in the storyline where his life is being manipulated that everyone he comes in contact with has cancer, and it's intentionally done to cause him to be overwhelmed. And it works, and when this situation occurs, he teleports everyone around him that was trying to ask him questions away, and then he literally runs away and goes to Mars. He was so overwhelmed with people demanding things from him when he was emotionally wounded that he ran away. And it reminded me of a similar situation with Jesus, but a completely different outcome because of who Jesus is. In Matthew 14, Jesus had just found out that John the Baptist had been killed. This was his cousin, his friend, the person who baptized him, the person who prepared the way for his ministry. He lost someone he loved dearly. Verse 13 says, when Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. Jesus was hurt and wounded, and he needed to get away from everybody else. But instead of like teleporting everybody else like Dr. Manhattan did, Jesus stayed still, and he actually ministered to the people that sought after him. He healed the sick. He fed them. This is where he took 5 loaves and 2 fish and fed 5,000 plus people. He stayed with them and met their needs, even though he was emotionally destroyed. Verse 23 says that after he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone. Even though Jesus was overwhelmed, he stayed true to who he was and continued to pour out. But he also didn't neglect the fact that he still needed time to pray and be with God. And I think that's something we can learn, is that when we're overwhelmed, we don't have to run away and we don't have to ignore everything else. But we do need to still make sure that we get what we need. Remember to catch Faith and Fandom 180 every Wednesday morning on the Back Row Morning Show, only on LTN Radio. And if you'd like to learn more about Faith and Fandom, head over to faithandfandom.org, where you can learn about our Comic-Con ministry, podcasts, memes, apparel, and book series. You can even read new chapters before they make it to the next book. I'm Hector Mirai, and thank you for spending the last 180 seconds with me.